Let me ask you something. What if the version of you that existed in other people's minds slowly became more real than the person you actually are? Not because anyone meant to misunderstand you, not because you were pretending, but because every person who met you carried away a different piece of the story, and over time those pieces became the version of you the world recognized. This is Echoes from the Peak. Imagine being able to see those versions. Not hear them or imagine them, but actually see them. A different version of you standing beside every person you know. The version your parents remember. The version your friends expect. The version your coworkers trust. The version your children believe in. Even the version your critics quietly carry. And none of them are exactly the same. You know, at first it seems almost interesting. You're having coffee with a friend when you notice someone standing beside them. The person looks familiar. The same height, same face, same voice. But something feels different. This version laughs more easily than you do. Seems more confident than you feel. Carries an ease that does not quite belong to you. When you ask your friend a question, the figure reacts before you do. And somehow, you understand. You are looking at the version of yourself that exists inside their mind. A few days later, it happens again. Only this time, the version is different. You are speaking with someone from work when another copy appears. This one seems more capable, more composed, more certain. A person who always has answers. A person who never struggles, who never doubts. You stare at it for a moment and realize something unsettling. They are not seeing you. They are seeing their version of you. And their version has become stronger than the person standing in front of them. As the weeks pass, more of them appear. A version who still carries mistakes you made years ago. A version who never moved past a disagreement. A version who exists entirely because of one conversation, one impression, one moment someone never forgot. And soon, they are everywhere. A crowd of identities following you through your life, each one wearing your face, and each one claiming to be you. At first, you try to correct them. You explain yourself. You offer context. You tell people they do not know the whole story. Sometimes they listen. Sometimes they do not. But the strange thing is that the versions rarely change. People hold on to them. Not because they're cruel or unfair. But because human beings simplify things, they create stories, they create categories, they decide who someone is and carrying that understanding forward. It makes the world easier to navigate. So you begin noticing how often it happens. The reliable one, the difficult one, the successful one, the quiet one, the strong one, The disappointing one. The funny one. The selfish one. The dependable one. The labels become identities, and the identities become expectations. And before long, people stop responding to who you are becoming, and they respond to who they decided you were. The most unsettling part is realizing that you are doing it too. You carry versions of other people, versions that may be years out of date, versions built from incomplete information, versions that feel true because they have existed for so long. You begin wondering how many relationships are actually happening between two real people, and how many are happening between stories. And one day, something changes. You see a version of yourself standing beside someone you love. At first, it looks familiar. Then you realize it's missing something. It doesn't contain your fears, your doubts, your private struggles. It does not contain the parts of yourself you worked hardest to understand. It only contains the pieces they were allowed to see. And suddenly, you understand. None of the versions are complete. Not even the good ones. Not even the flattering ones. Every version is partial, incomplete. Every version is missing something essential, including your own. I think about that sometimes, how much energy people spend trying to control the way they are perceived, trying to manage impressions, trying to explain themselves, trying to make sure everyone understands who they really are. But perhaps that was really never possible. Perhaps no one was ever going to hold the complete story. Not because they don't care, because they can't. A human life is just too large. Too complicated, too contradictory. No single version can contain it. The danger comes when we start believing the versions ourselves, when we begin living according to expectations that no longer fit, when we become loyal to an identity we outgrew years ago, when we allow other people's understanding of us to become more important than our own. Because there comes a point when every person has to choose. Will you live as the version that is easiest for others to recognize? Or will you continue becoming who you actually are? Even if some people never update the story. That's today's echo. It fades here, but it is yours now. If every person carried a different version of you, which one would be the hardest to let go? And which one no longer belongs to you at all? I'm Frank Mills, and this is Echoes from the Peak.